Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it's all about the legends this week on this show. It's very exciting. As promised, we have a legend for you, sometimes legends for you, every single day. It's going to be great. Right, Becky, you know when I asked you to get this track? I just wanted it from the bit where it went, dur-nur-nur, the simply the best, not...
Not all of it.
No, we've got to sit through all of this now.
Don't you like it?
It's a bit weird. I just needed the impact of dur-nur-nur, simply the best.
Not all this love stuff beforehand. Do you not love today's legend?
People are going to think that it's... Tina Turner, the legend.
Off she goes again.
So this just isn't relevant, really, to legends.
It might be. Let's listen to what she's singing about.
We already had Shania Twain on that Greg played earlier. Right, just for future reference.
Where do you want it to start?
Now. That's the bit I was after. That's right, it's Legends Week on Radio 1. That bit. That's
you didn't lose any impact, though, did
you? No, not at all. So today's legend is... Jump in my car. Surprise. I wanna take you home. No one saw that coming. Come on and jump in my car. Actual David Hasselhoff is our first legend today. At 5 o'clock. Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Sarah.
All right, Sarah, where are you?
In Gloucester.
How can I help?
Well, I just texting because you say it's simply the best, and it used to be my head teacher's favourite song, so we had to sing it every single assembly. It was horrible.
So... Every single lesson you would have or assembly you would have with this head teacher, you had to sing this?
Yeah, it was just disgusting.
So what happens? They come in and go, good morning, class. And then you go, good morning, sir. You're simply the best. Is that how it works?
Yeah, pretty much.
Weird.
Did you have to sing all the verse in that or just the chorus?
Yeah, she had, like, all the words up on the screen and we learned it.
Actual David Brent, I love it. How long ago was this?
About 3 years ago. So
amazing.
It started when I was, like, 8.
Are you going to tell me the name of the teacher?
She was called Miss Maloney.
Oh, Miss Maloney. Hey, Miss Maloney. You're simply the best. Love you, Sarah.
Love you, Scott. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1
Podcast. Podcast. Now, there is some discussion going on about how legendary the people are that we're going to have on this week. When I say it's Legends Week, I mean, they're not legends in the conventional sense of the word. Like, say, I don't know, Paul McCartney, Madonna, Marlon Brando, the Queen. Is the Queen a legend? Can you call...
Yeah.
She's a legend, she.
Yeah.
We're talking more legends in the way my mate Chris would say legend. Legend! Same way as someone would be a legend if they bought you a pint down the pub. Thanks, mate. You're a legend. That's the kind of legends that we've got.
So
this
you're
week.
Saying if anyone wants to buy you a drink, they can come on the show and you'll call them a legend?
Yeah. I feel that the term...
Is that how you've chosen this week's guest?
I feel the term legend is quite widely used now, just for a lot of people, so...
5 pints later, we've got a week of guests.
Legend! Our first legend is a legend, and he is David Hasselhoff, and he's coming up at 5 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's talk about having your own theme tune that kind of just follows you around wherever you go. Wouldn't it be cool? Hey, Robbie.
Hiya.
Where are you?
Just heading back down to London.
Okay. How can I help?
I was just sending you a message earlier just saying about I've got a mate, Dave, and every time we've been out, if I'm dropping him off back home in the car, I'll play Foo Fighters Hero as I'm driving off. As he's walking off, we've got, there goes my hero. As he's walking away and he loves it, he just puts a bit of a smile on his face.
And so. Dave is your hero, being one of your best mates.
Oh, he yeah. But he had to part with me playing, what was it, Eric Clapton and BB King. So, you know, you're riding with the King when I'm in the car as well. So.
Right.
I'll get my theme tune there.
Oh, right. So it's only fair that Dave gets his as well.
Yeah, I've got to give him one back. So, yeah.
So it's like, all right, yeah, see you tomorrow then. All right. All right. Yeah, cheers, then. Yeah, cheers, mate. All right. See you, Dave.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
I love it. Love you!
Cheers, love you.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Harriet's been on. She's 16 and she's just done her English Lit A level today and is just letting us know that off of is in no way grammatically correct, and maybe she did put it in her exam and the teacher said that that is not grammatically correct. So just if you were thinking of putting off of in any of your work in exams, that's not, it's not allowed. Okay, it's time for a game. Play along at home. Now, this is thanks to one of our listeners, Flossie from Oxford. Hi, Flossie. Now, she insists, despite her name being called Flossie, that she's not actually that posh, and she came up with this game for us. You know, it was the BAFTAs last night, the TV BAFTAs?
Mm.
Flossie noticed that there were a lot of in the speeches, because, you know, when you're doing a speech, generally you've not always got it, you know, written out word for word, so you do have a tendency to go, Flossie was wondering exactly how many there were. So what we've done is we've got a new game here, and we can all play along to try and find out who did the most erms from last night's TV BAFTAs. So what we'll do is we'll play higher or lower. Let's start with Graham Norton. How many erms do you think in your average Graham Norton speech?
Well, he's quite an anyway, isn't he? Like, even when he's not collecting awards. So I'm going to say, in his speech, 15.
So you're saying 15 erms from Graham to start us off at last night's BAFTAs. Let's find out.
Can I just say... listen... thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you. Okay. There we are. There's Graham, and there were 13 erms.
Oh, so close.
Right, let's go higher or lower. What about the producer of Flying Monsters 3D? Higher or lower on erms than Graham Norton?
They don't in real life, so I'm going to say... Oh, God, I've got no idea. Lower.
Lower than Graham Norton, the producer of Flying Monsters?
Actually, no. Can I change? I'm going to say higher, because I think if they're a producer, they're not going to be used to doing, like, public things, so I think they're going to be nervous. So I'm going to say higher than Graham Norton.
Higher than Graham Norton. Let's find out.
Anyway.
So, in that one, there were 7
arms.
You should have stuck with lower. Okay, next. Ready?
Yep.
What about the production team of EastEnders? Higher or lower than the producer of Flying Monsters 3D?
Higher. Definitely higher.
More arms in this.
More than 7, yeah.
Let's find out.
Thank you very much. Wow. Thank you. Oh.
There was the same amount. 7 erms there.
I'm rubbish at this.
By the way, this isn't their whole speech. We've just taken everything out. That wasn't actually how the speech sounded, because that would just be weird. Thanks, bye. Okay. Some more points. What about Martin Freeman off of Sherlock? Higher or lower in erms rather than EastEnders production team?
Higher.
Higher?
Yeah, I don't think he erms a lot, but I think his speech will be longer, therefore over time he'll do more erms.
Let's find out.
Wow, thank you so much. So yeah, listen, I'm. Thank you.
Yes, it was one higher, 8 erms there.
Okay, I've worked this out now.
You have?
I've got a strategy.
Which is?
Just guess.
Right.
There's no point thinking about it.
What about the producers of The Road to Coronation Street? More or less than Martin Freeman, higher or lower?
Ooh, less. I was doing some thinking noise there to pretend I was, like, using my brain.
Also, in the Martin Freeman one, there were a lot of... wasn't there? Smacking of the lips. Okay, so you're going...
lower.
Lower. Let's find out.
Thank you very much.
Yay!
Congratulations. Four erms there.
I wish award ceremonies were like this in real life, don't you? You just
so
went up, did a few ums.
Thanks very much.
And then everyone clapped,
yeah.
And you're off.
Kale from South Wales says, their speeches are rubbish. No, we've just taken everything else out. We've just left the erms in. Peter Bennett-Jones. What do you think? He got the special award last night. Are you Googling him?
Yeah, okay, Peter Bennett-Jones. Let's have a look. Higher.
Higher than the producers of The Road to Coronation Street, you think?
Yeah.
No. This is. Thank you and good night.
I thought he finished then and he started up again. 8!
Yes!
Congratulations! What about Steve Coogan? Steve Coogan, higher or lower than Peter Bennett-Jones?
Higher.
thank you very much.
Steve Coogan there with
56
his...
erms.
Yeah. Wow. Next one. What about...
lower.
No, what about the stars of The Only Way is Essex?
Oh! lower, I think, but still a lot.
Lower than Steve Coogan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, one sec.
Okay.
Look.
Shut up!
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
That was a good one. There was even a shout-up in the middle. 9 there, so
yes.
You were right to go lower.
How many points are we getting for each one? We get right. 10?
10, yeah. What about Daniel Rigby, leading actor for Eric and Ernie on BBC Two? Actual Eric Morecambe.
Higher.
Let's find out.
Well, Piers Wenger, Brian Dick, thank you very much.
That was a good one. 19 there. 19 erms. Trevor McDonald, our final one off of Legendary Newsreader. Higher or lower in erms than Daniel Rigby?
I'm really paranoid now because everyone's texting in saying I'm umming and erring more than anyone in this game.
You are.
So I'm going to say lower.
Lower, let's find out.
Thank you very much. Thank you all. Thank you so much.
I like that one.
Was he eating his dinner?
I didn't like that. It was like...
Nom, nom, nom.
Six there. Six. So, you did all right.
Yes.
Add up your points, please. Everyone at home, add up your points. You got 10 for each one you got correct. And that was higher or lower at the TV BAFTAs. Thanks, Flossie, for your idea.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
So, it's day one of Legends Week. And our first legend was once the most watched TV star on the planet. Is that still true?
Well, I watch myself a lot.
Right, okay. That still counts.
Yeah.
You could probably give me other facts and figures about yourself, because you know them better than me.
Well, I'm 6'4". I have two daughters, and I did a show called Knight Rider about a talking car. Yeah. And it lasted for 90 episodes, and Baywatch went on for 10,000 years.
Yeah. It's David Hasselhoff, everyone.
Yo!
And also his daughters, Taylor and Hayley. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. We're so happy to be here with you.
Oh, well, because obviously we did a little show together a few years ago where I came to live in your house.
Yep, yes. Right.
Which is a bit weird.
And which we should do again.
Do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay. is it true that you are all going to be moving here soon anyway to the UK?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, we actually have, we're looking at flats today, and we did just a big photo session in a possible flat that we're going to be in, and we are definitely moving here.
Right. What, full time, or just getting a house here just for now and again? Or?
We're getting a flat for 6 months because the girls want to work out their music career, and we're going to launch it here, and I'm still going to be doing Britain's Got Talent and hanging out and maybe developing a new TV series here.
Ooh, okay. Am I allowed to move into this house at any time?
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a yes. Becky?
Yeah. Yeah, Becky can come too.
Yeah. Yeah. How many rooms are we talking? If it's just the three, then...
Well, we can all cuddle up together.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Family.
We have three bedrooms.
I'm like extended family now anyway.
Oh,
yes,
good. Hello.
Yes.
You've been in our family for a while now, yeah. Scott. Uh-huh. I mean, you went down the Thames with us, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That went well.
Yes, you did.
Hayley...
We met some ghosts.
We did meet some ghosts.
Yeah. You didn't believe in those ghosts, though, did you?
Well, no. It was when we did a show where on Living where... The Hasselhoffs came over here, and we went to seek out some ghosts at a haunted castle.
Break it down, Scott.
David was kind of shaking in the room, going, oh, and I was like, I don't believe any of this.
I was acting. The show was really boring, so I had to act.
Yeah, sure you are. No, that creeped up in you, Dad.
When we got to, like, 5 a.m., I was like, seriously, they're not going to show up now.
No, they didn't show up.
Now, since you were last on this show, you started judging Britain's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true that you have a translator because sometimes you can't understand people's accents?
Oh, God, no. No, I don't have a translator. Well, I look at Amanda, I look at Michael and say, what are they talking about? No, but you know what's so funny is this country is actually separated by so many different accents. I mean, there are people from, you know, London who can't understand people from Wales, who can't understand people from Scotland, you know.
Scotland.
You know, who can't understand people from Liverpool, you know. It's like, you guys have a lot of weird accents here. But, yeah. Oh. Why don't you guys just talk like normal? What's wrong with you people?
I like it that we have many accents.
So back off.
It's too hard. It's too hard. Back off.
It's too hard for you to understand.
Back off.
Well, we understand.
I'm enjoying it, though.
Yeah, it's good.
Yes, it's fun.
Do you? How many of those Union Jack jackets do you own?
I own three of them.
Actually.
Three?
Yes, three.
I was going to say, you do know that you don't have to wear it every time you come to visit us.
they told
so
me.
So it's not a prerequisite of being in this country that everyone has to wear a Union jacket.
Well, he's representing.
Yeah.
I thought London so much, he has to represent always.
Every time I come here, they give me this jacket, and I thought I had to wear it. That's really weird.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Well, you don't wear it on every episode, but you're wearing it. It's the blue one today, which
yes,
I like.
It's blue. Yeah. Next will be turquoise.
Now, here's the thing. Could you, as the Hoff, as one of the judges on Britain's Got Talent, mm-hmm. could you say to the producers, if you wanted to, look, I've had enough of performing dogs now, and that they wouldn't appear on the show anymore?
I have had really enough of performing dogs, yeah. Believe me.
I was just watching it the weekend thinking, I love dogs, but I've had enough.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you know. I mean, the dogs don't even want to be there. I mean, the dogs want to go home. The dogs want to go to the bathroom. The dogs want to eat, you know, and the dogs are really, we can't keep the dogs' attention. But Michael keeps putting these freaking dogs through. Like, these, they're the worst chihuahuas I've ever seen. These chihuahuas are on drugs. They don't want to be on the show. They don't want to be there. And Michael goes, I think it's funny. Put them through. And he puts them through. Yeah. It's horrible.
What are your least favorite acts? Because you're nice to most of the contestants.
My least favorite acts are the kind of the guys who come on and, you know, chewing gum, going, yeah, man, this is really great, you know. And then, they're like the street dancers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they have kind of an attitude of like, they don't appreciate being there, and they, you know, and they have no humility. So I kind of get that goes against my grain right away, because it takes a lot, you know, to make it in this business. And I respect this business, and the fact that if you could actually get on the show, man, you should be, you know, you should worship that and you should respect it, you know.
Now, when it comes to the live finals, where will you be making sure that you sit next to Simon, obviously? Because everyone's going to have to budge up, aren't they?
You know what? I'm sitting in Simon's chair, so I think, I'm not sure, he might be sitting on my lap.
Well, wow. Well, yeah. That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think he'll feel about that?
Simon and the Hoff. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, you haven't discussed the seating arrangements yet.
No, I really don't know. She just brought that up. I'm in trouble. Maybe I'm not going to be on the finals now.
That's the first thing I think about. Well, where am I going to sit? I hope it's next to Simon.
Yeah. What, you want there to be place cards?
Well, yeah, almost. Yeah,
that's right.
Now, also, you've done another reality show with all of you in it.
Right.
The one we did a few years ago was me coming to live in your house, basically invading your own personal space in LA and experiencing what your life is like. And we went on a jet to Vegas and loads of crazy stuff happened. This one is set in LA again, is it?
Right.
And it's in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is it, I mean, what happens? Is it like the Osbournes? Do you have trouble like working the remote control?
You
have a go at hoovering?
No, it's vacuuming. Hoovering. It's basically an extension of the show that we did with you. And it's about the girls' quest to become pop singers and how hard they work, and Haley's quest to become an actress, and Taylor coming home from school, and the girls forming a band, Bella Vita, and the hard work that it takes to make it in the business, and just kind of following their path that led us back to the UK, led us back to here with a song that we think is great. And we gotten some guys named the Wide Boys to love it and remix it, and we're excited about it. That's what it's about, right, girls?
Well, you get to see the business from our point of view, and you get to see the journey of really trying to make it, and especially trying to make it in the right light. And you get to, it was filmed a year and a half ago, so you really get to see the raw stages of our girl group, Bella Vita, and how hard we work to really make our vocals as best as possible and where they are today.
It's just kind of cool because, you know, we kind of put ourselves out there and we say, you know what, we weren't perfect. We're still not perfect, but we have come such a long way. And it's really cool to kind of watch the episodes back and go, wow, you know, we've come so far. We really are a band now. We know who we are. So it's a pretty cool thing. We have, like, our whole lives documented, you know. And it shows us starting off and me coming back from school and me and Haley really getting into dance lessons and singing lessons, which we've been doing since we were little. But since I was in school, I couldn't do that. So when I came back, we really worked at it. And now we've come to a great place. And
but, of course, there's dilemmas throughout the entire thing.
Of course, there's a lot of crying. We are called the crying Hasselhoff, but we are more stronger now.
Are there arguments?
There are a few arguments, but you know,
the first episode is probably the one that's probably
the funny part about it is it's not, you know, we're not hoarders. We don't live in the front lawn with a bunch of junk. You know, we're not dysfunctional. We don't date aliens. We're just like regular people. And so it lasted like two episodes in America because it was too nice. We got great reviews. It's really like the Cosby Show. It's about a real family who love each other dearly, but based on music, you know, and it's their quest to become musicians.
Cool. Well, should we hear the song?
Yeah,
I'd love to.
Okay, tell us what it's called.
Our song is called Kiss Kiss Me Bang Bang,
and we hope you like it. Kiss Kiss Me Bang Bang.
Kiss me.
This is BBC Radio 1. Oh, look at how proud your dad is now. Look at him.
Oh, Daddy, we love you.
Oh, God.
It took us so long to get on the radio.
It's day one of Legends Week. David Hasselhoff is here with Taylor Ann and Hayley, daughters. And you can see, when is your show on, by the way, the Hasselhoff show?
We are on the Sky Channel on channel 156. We start Monday, May 30th at 7 p.m. And they're going to air five consecutive Monday through Friday, and then five more consecutive. So all 10 episodes will air in 2 weeks and kind of shows the girl from the beginning, the raw beginning, to them opening to 10,000 people for me in Vienna. So it's pretty cool.
I know. You were showing me some phone footage of one of your recent gigs in Germany. Yeah. You know, the stadiums, like you sell them out.
Well, we do okay. And then girls opened, and it was kind of like their you know, trial by fire. And they went out, and they did really well.
Now, David, out of every person who I have in my phone, you are the one that leaves the weirdest messages. Does this happen to you as well? It must do.
Oh, yeah. But we get it doubled. Yeah. If he sends it to one, he sends it to the
other. We'll both get a text at the same time saying this right. Exact same thing.
Get it? Okay.
And what kind of thing? What's the weirdest one you've had? Because I can share my stories.
Well, my favorite is, he goes, Wiener is dead. Wiener was my favorite dog growing up, and he always mentions to me that Wiener is dead in the oddest times. So it'll be 1 a.m. in the morning, I'd be like, Wiener's dead, I miss him. And I'll go, I do too, Dad, but really, Wiener's dead. And I'm going, I know that, like, why are we talking about this?
Wiener died 20 years ago.
Now, sometimes my ones just say, where are you? Sometimes, like the other day, it was a voicemail, and it was a 5-minute ramble about you fighting with some piranhas or something. I still don't really know what that was about. What was the piranha thing? I'm fighting piranhas. What?
Piranhas.
I was fighting piranhas in North Carolina. I'm in this movie called, I make like brilliant movies.
Yes.
I realize that my career is on its way up because they can't get any worse than this. It can't go down any further than Piranha 3DD.
Right.
I know my career is on its way up. Yeah. And I'm playing David Hasselhoff. I can't seem to play any other part. Every time I get a role, it's David Hasselhoff. I go, well, I know how to play him. I guess people don't think I can act because they keep giving me the role of David Hasselhoff.
Right.
You know, they don't give me the role of Scott Mills. I can't play a DJ. I have to play David Hasselhoff. So
yeah, well, that's good. It works for you.
I thank you.
You know that one of my favorite pieces of work that you've done is Anaconda 3.
Oh, Anaconda. Oh, no. Well, yeah.
So, well, he wasn't playing David Hasselhoff.
That's true. You were playing a bit of a bounty hunter in that.
Exactly. So they killed me.
Yeah. Also, back to the messages, the one that said I had 10 minutes to call you back on my phone would self-destruct?
Yes.
There was one saying, there was a text saying that you were trapped in a school.
Yes, I was trapped in a school.
You were trapped in a school?
I was trapped in a school. There was a bomb threat, and I was trapped in a school, and it was terrible because it was a boys' school.
It was just told us about that.
No, yeah. See?
Yeah. What is the big deal? You tell Scott, but you don't tell us you're locked in a school.
Yeah.
For like 3 hours.
So say you would have died. You double text us, but you text Scott.
If I die in a boys' school, that's horrible press. You know? I want to die like in a girls' school.
Now, I know you are. I know you're a big fan of Chase and Status.
Yes, I love them.
You love them?
Yes.
I'm trying to set up a little meeting with you. They did. Yeah. Becky, they were on recently on Radio 1 and they said this.
Yeah, they were in the Live Lounge with Fern Cotton and they said they would love to work with you. Maybe some new material.
Fantastic. I'm looking for it. So I'm looking for them. I love those
you
guys.
Need to set
those guys
that
are great.
Up, Scott.
Yeah. I'm in the process of saying that.
Right.
And also, I know that you like Tiny Temper.
Yeah. I do. We
Tiny
do.
Temple.
Now you've met him, right? Was it Coachella?
Yeah, we met him at Coachella.
His set was
awesome.
Unbelievable.
Good, there was a Usher was on stage with him, like bouncing his head, bobbing it. It was awesome. It was so cool.
What was he like? What did he say to you?
He was really friendly. He was super nice, super down to earth, and his song is awesome. And the crowd was going nuts, absolutely
nuts.
Crazy. Yeah. So it was awesome.
I had no idea who he was, but some friend of mine from Wales. I can't know.
Who has the same name as me?
What? Yes, who has the same name as my daughter from, where is
Let's
it called?
Put it that way.
Meredith?
Mirtha Tidville.
Oh, Mirtha Tidville. Tidville said, let's go see Tiny. I thought she wanted to see Tiny Tim.
She said, and, Tiny Timber.
Yeah.
Wait, who's that?
Tiny Tim was a tiptoe through the tulips. And so, and he's like an old white guy. And so anyway, but he was terrific. But
yeah.
Anyway,
he was like, I can't believe that I'm actually dancing with David Hasselhoff. This is what he was telling me.
Really?
Yeah.
He was a very cool guy.
He was at our big weekend last weekend.
He actually said, he looked at me and he looked over at Clint Eastwood and said, I think I'm in Madame Tussauds. He looked like, he thought we were like, you know, dead wax figures. Because you know, we're so old.
Now, are you apart from the Piranha one, you've got any more movies on the go?
No, I'm working on, you know, developing a new series. I have a thing called The Same Name coming out where I exchange places with another David Hasselhoff. David Hasselhoff from Texas, I found out. There's like...
How many David Hasselhoffs are there?
Oh, my God.
There's a lot.
Really? Yeah,
it's really weird.
Hi, my name is Duke Hasselhoff. My name is Gerald Hasselhoff.
My name is Harold Hasselhoff.
No, they're Hasselhoffs. Oh. And then so he went to Germany and became a rock star and freaked out. And I went there and lived and mowed some lawns and, you know, and milked some cows and freaked out, you know. But we're back in the UK to concentrate on the music. In fact, their song is playing in the clubs tonight.
Cool. Yeah. Are you going clubbing tonight, are you?
We're
going
to sneak in and listen. Yeah.
I like it. You've prearranged it with the DJ.
Right.
Put it on about midnight. That's when we'll be there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, the reason I was asking about films, I've always got a project or two on the go.
Yeah.
You'll be in my new film, aren't you?
Of course.
Thanks.
Are you? Yeah.
It won't take much of your time. You can do it now.
All right.
Last weekend, it was the big weekend in Carlisle, and we were all... everyone was filming their weekend and what they did. Now, mine has gone one step further. Mine's got an actual plot to it. Now, I've got... if you don't mind, you're playing my dad.
Okay.
And all I need you to do is just kind of... what camera are we using here? One of these?
Scott has a picture of his face on his earphones.
Yes, I do. Just to remind me that they're mine.
Yeah. Okay.
Basically, it's just repeat after me into the camera, and then you'll be part of my movie. Is that okay?
Okay, all right.
Which camera should we use? This one here, right there.
Right there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
If you can take your headphones off as well, that would be incredible. So I just need you, David. That's it. Take it off. Amazing. Well, no, and the glasses. I can just tell you what to say.
Okay, I'm ready.
Straight into the camera. Scott, I know who their leader is.
Scott, I know who their leader is.
Incredible. Scott, find the black-eyed peas. They will help you.
Scott, find the black-eyed peas. They will help you.
Scott, be careful, son.
Scott, be careful, son.
Bit more feeling on that, because I'm your son.
All right. Scott, be careful, son.
That's brilliant. Scott.
I love it that Taylor and Hayley are just killing themselves laughing in the background. Does that detract from your movie or is that a good?
No, I think it's great. Okay. Two more.
Okay, we'll be really serious.
Scott, you have to save Ollie.
Scott. Why am I doing it with your accent? Scott. Hang on. Scott. I'm your dad. I'm
Scott,
old.
Scott, you have to save Ollie.
Scott, you have to save Ollie.
And then last one. Scott, beware of Tiny Temper.
Scott, beware of Tiny Templar.
No, that means... that
you sounded like that, like in a pervy way, like
that
he was going to come,
like he's gonna
come
in after
for
me.
A kiss.
Yeah, so just, okay. Like, he's dangerous, yeah? Scott,
oh, he's dangerous.
Yeah, Scott, beware of Tiny Templar.
Scott, beware of Tiny Templar.
Temper.
Temper.
Temper?
Temper. Tiny Temper?
Tiny Temper.
Tiny Temper.
Scott, beware of Tiny Temper.
We'll do and Q-Hoff.
And what?
I was queuing you in.
Action.
Okay, ready. Cue off. Scott, beware of Tiny Temper.
Yay!
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Thank you very much.
It's lovely to see you again. Can you stay for like 10 more minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah? Not going anywhere?
No.
Okay, cool.
Radio 1 Podcast.
And now, two people. Some innuendo. One bin and some water. Innuendo Bingo, the duel. Now, I think this is
okay,
an ideal...
Okay, so now David looks scared.
Yeah, this is an ideal opportunity to play Innuendo Bingo with Becky and the Hoff.
But
to be fair,
we
sprang this on him about a minute ago, but it's a fun game. Becky will tell you how to play it.
There's spit stains on the...
What?
Yeah, there are.
So
basically, you can use this blanket as a kind of protective sheeting if you want, Hoff.
I don't want you to ruin that.
You're going to spit on me?
No.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Well, it depends. Like, basically, we've got some clips of some innuendo, and then we both fill our mouths with water, and then if we find it funny, obviously the water will spit out. So if you find it funny, you spit water on me, and if I find it funny, I may spit some water on you.
Can I just say,
you.
Becky, don't soak the Hoff.
Well, we should do this on Britain's Got Talent, you know.
It's a good game. Actress, people love it.
Yeah, we should do that, right. And then we could spit on each other.
You pretend to... sorry, you aim for
Amanda
the bin.
And Simon.
And then you just go for it.
If you want to...
He spits
no, no, you
it.
Can't, like, put it over your entire head. Otherwise,
why?
When you spit the water on me... It's just going to go back on you under the sheet, isn't it? You're just going to have a big wet patch.
Just aim out is what I would say. Just aim out.
Okay. I'll get you some more water.
Go online.
I drank the last water.
If you want to see the David Hasselhoff and Becky innuendo bingo, you can watch this now live at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. A lot of people are very much looking forward to this. Look, it's a couple of minutes of your life, David. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I drink the water now.
No, you put the water in your mouth.
Like this?
Put the water in my mouth.
Mm-mm.
You see, it's already funny. Nice big gulp there, Hoff. There we are. Now keep the water in. Mm-hmm. Don't be spitting it out yet. Mm. All right, ready? No, take off your head. He's got a sheet on his head. Okay, you can watch this now online. Here we go. Mm. Are you ready? Mm. Here comes the innuendo bingo, and this is from the lottery show on the TV. Becky's already gone. There's nothing's happened yet. Right, just hold it in the mouth. Hold it in your mouth. Mm. Here we go. Mm. Listen to this. Becky!
It's just his
good
face.
Thing she's right in front
You're
of
keeping David Hasselhoff waiting.
It's his face.
Okay, here we go.
I can weigh things from a milligram up to a ton. This first gauge is a no-go gauge. If it passed through this gauge, the UCAS guy was very impressed how I tickled the balls through the ring gauge.
You're right there, David.
Oh, my God.
He got me more.
Yeah, that was a definite win. A definite win to the Hoff. That
oh
was
my
good.
God, yeah. Wet.
All right.
Okay. Okay. More water, please.
Okay. Oh, my God. Right. You guys are getting drenched.
Play.
Okay. Here we go. This is from Grimmy. Grimmy on Radio 1.
Sort of festival foods never good. Everything sort of...
What happened? What happened?
He just went...
Okay, right.
Oh, my God.
More water, please.
You know, I thought Piranha 3DD was the lowest point of
my
career.
No, this is good.
This is lower.
This is brilliant.
Definitely lower.
Okay.
Definitely lower.
Here we go. This is from Grimmy's show.
Sort of festival food's never good. Everything's sort of grey and sort of tepid. But it was real nice to have some actual vegetables inside of me.
No, mm-hmm. Everyone is fine. Mm-hmm. There is no, mm-hmm. There is no water being spat. Mm-hmm. There we are. Mm-hmm. And okay, here is well done, David. Mm-hmm. Here's one more, and this is from. I actually don't know where this is from. What happened there? Becky lost it.
Okay. That was a far one.
I need to steal some of Hoff's water.
Okay.
Oh,
this is one more. Here we go.
Okay.
Can I just say, people are
my water.
People are loving this on the website.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, winner's
okay. Here we go. One more
winner's
gulp.
Dead.
Winner's dead.
This is it. Winner's
okay.
Dead.
Kiss me, bang bang.
Yeah. Here we go. One more, and compose, and good.
It's 5:53 and today we're focusing on the front garden. Does your front garden need a facelift? First of all, enhance your entrance, the focal point of all front gardens. Make your entrance as welcoming as possible. It should whisper seductive come hithers to visitors.
Becky's lost it. David Hasselhoff just does not understand it. And that is brilliant. Swallow the water. And relax.
Thank
there
you.
We are. Thank you so much. That was innuendo bingo.
Thank
visual.
You, innuendo bingo.
Hope you enjoyed that if you're watching that online. Wow. Hayley, Taylor Ann and David Hasselhoff, thank you for being part of Legends Week.
Yeah!
thank you so
Scott.
Much, guys.
Off-tastic.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.